Knowledge in Action, The Butter System of Management. Thomas Butter, Reflections and Speeches. Translation by Attila M. Kabesova, iOS Press, 1992. Forward. We can see him in front of us, in the middle of a crowd of men with rough, determined faces and work-worn hands, in the midst of cobblers, tanners, salesmen, engineers, masons, brickmakers, roadmenders, carpenters, farmers, and almost all the occupations where man handles with his hands, struggles with it, kneads it and works it until he transforms it into a piece of bread for himself and a benefit for others. We can see him, a man among men, proudly and ardently coping with the difficulties of their jobs, searching for ways and words, attacking, encouraging, providing strength, enthusiasm, determination, and faith. We can see him in the midst of teachers, physicians, chemists, and other intellectuals, listening intently with a hidden fire in his half-closed blue-gray eyes, and seizing the heart of the matter and people in a single sally. And we can also see him bent over small pieces of paper, carefully, honestly, and thoroughly weighing each word, playing with it, polishing it, and testing its impact on the hearts and souls of people he has to win over for actions he saw and believed in himself in the first place. There was something apostolic in the man standing astride of the ages with all the tenacity and ambition of his virile intelligence. He never sidestepped a problem, but found pleasure and reward in solving it. His faith in people and their common sense was captivating, and just as captivating by its simplicity was his way of expressing his ideas. We consider it our duty to preserve the spiritual legacy of Thomas Butter as it appears in his reflections and thoughts. We are convinced that we will thus set an example not only to ourselves, but also to those who, burdened by their own work and difficulties, are searching for an example to follow. These are not academic or theoretical reflections of an economist, sociologist, philosopher, or politician, allowed to freely use his fantasy and to let his thoughts and beliefs create an artificial, closed world without any responsibility whatsoever to the real world. These are speeches of a man whose words were followed by deeds. They cannot, therefore, be separated from his work. He will, undoubtedly, be best understood by those who, while accomplishing their daily work, feel that nothing living is ever finished, and that life may be grasped in the infinity of gestation, birth, and aspiration, exactly as it was understood and lived by Thomas Butter. Antonín Cekota.